Thank you for tuning in
Love
tonight.
Radio.
I ain't done a broadcast here for like 2 years, but I'm getting ready to do one first time in 2 years on this broadcast. Give me a few seconds here. Let me get things going and ready. Again, for all of you on Blog Talk Radio, welcome back, I guess, for me, right? 2 years on Unstoppable 60. I just saw a post today, 2 years ago today, as I wasn't going to accept the doctor's report of my mom when she was dying of cancer. Of course, my mom died, but it was kind of ironic that 2 years ago today I went through that, and today, by the way, for you that don't know, I'm out proud gay now. I have a husband. I'm still preaching off and on, but I do have a husband, and he's in jail, and he's in jail because some false charges was brought up. Well, they wasn't false at one point, first point in time, but he already faces jail time for that. He already paid restitution, so he's been paying on fines, and it was all taken care of. But it was 2016. On 2017, it was brought back up again on the 18th of this month, which is October, I'm sorry. It was brought back up again, and he had a warrant out for his arrest, which we knew nothing about. Which is kind of ironic because 2 weeks earlier, I was at the courthouse because I paid on some other fines he had. And they said if I paid on his fines, he had no more court dates. But ironically, on the 18th or so, this pops back up again. And here I am today alone at home with some friends of mine, but without no husband. I need your prayers and just pray that God moves in that situation. I am in talking with I'm talking to a lawyer, and he's taking my case, and I'm going to talk to him more about it in the morning. And all I told him was what went on today. I didn't tell him all the other stuff that went on. I didn't tell him about how Jennifer arrested him in jail. I didn't tell him about how he's on suicide watch when the man's named suicidal. I'm the suicidal one. For those of you who don't know, back in June or July, I tried to kill myself, took over 100 Benadryls. I'm hit back. I'm healthy. I'm going therapy. I'm doing the best I can do. But I'm not going to say today that I still don't battle with that because, thoughts come across my mind sometimes. But I have to stay positive. I have to look towards that one thing, that's going to keep me positive. I have to look towards that one thing that's going to keep my mind focused. And, I really enjoyed listening to that broadcast today, the 2 years ago that I posted today, but I wasn't going to accept what my mom was going through, because I believe God would make the change. And I'm not going to accept what they're doing to Chris right now, because I know that God's going to make that change too. And I remember how positive I was, how, I just listened to that broadcast for a little bit, and I just remember how positive I was. And, all those circumstances were bad 2 years ago. I was still looking at it like I knew mom could come out of it. And just pray that I continue to remain positive in this situation as well. God knows everything today. And like I said, this was a charge that was brought up 2 years ago. A year ago. And he already served his time. He already faced it, the judge. He already pleaded out, and he served his time. He paid the fines. He paid restitution. And everything was fine. But all of a sudden, it just mysteriously pops up again with 2017 on the date, not 2016. Even his one lawyer, the public defender's lawyer, said something fishy's going on here. And something's truly fishy going on here, and I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's a gay thing. I don't know what it is, but something fishy's going on here, and, I just need y'all's prayers. God, we come into you tonight, Lord, and we just give you praise, power, and glory for everything. God, I know that through you all things are possible. You should ask, and shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open. God, I pray your hedge of protection upon Chris. God, I pray that you begin to move in every area and every situation of his life. Pray that you move in my life, God. And God, I know that you can. You can make a way where there seems no way tonight, Lord. And God, I just leave it in your hands. God, I know that you can, and kept angels all about him tonight, Lord, and protect him. God, just begin to move in every area and every situation of his life. Let this be used as a blessing towards you, God, and let it be known today, God, that you are the one in charge. Sometimes I want to say I'm the one in charge, but you're the one in charge, God. And I pray that you just begin to move today, and you begin to answer prayers, God, and you just begin to open up doors no one can shut today. And God, get him this rehab, Lord, that he can get well, that he can get better. You know, like I told my therapist today, God, you know, people's like, well, how could Chris make it? You know, he's been an addict for years. You know, you knew this when you got with him. I also knew he was an alcoholic when I got with him, and he laid that down a year ago. And, God, if he can lay that down, he can also lay down the drugs, God. And I pray that you just begin to move in his life and anoint my past too, God. Make me stronger. Make me be that better person. Help me be that person that, like I used to be, preach and be anointed, God, and just begin to move in my life, Lord. Show me the will. Show me the way, Lord. And just begin to move in every area and every aspect of my life as well. In your name I pray. Amen. God's a good God tonight. God's able to answer each and every prayer that any one of you has today. And I just pray that God does move in your life. I pray that God moves in my life. I pray that God moves in Chris's life. I pray that God moves in Ocean Arvo's life. I pray that God moves in each and every one of your lives today. You know, we all have issues. We all have things we're going through. But God's able and God's willing and God's stronger than anything that we'll ever face in this life. You know, the thing I'm most thankful for is my walk with God. You know, no matter how bad things get, no matter how stressed out I get, I know I can always go to God. And he'll always be there to listen. You know, I have one of the greatest therapists in the world. She even told me today, she's like, you know, I'm there to listen. You know, that's sometimes what we need. We need someone there to listen. You know, sometimes when I get stressed out, some people's like, really, you're crazy. You're bipolar, which I am bipolar. I admit to that. But, you know, she's there to listen. And, you know, I kept on saying, you know, the whole time I was going through everything today, that I need a Savior. I need somebody to save me. I'm always there to save everybody else, but I need a Savior. My Savior is Jesus Christ. You know, that's the only Savior I need. And not just that, but I don't need no person to save me. I need to be in control of my life. I need to get back to where I used to be and be in control of my life. I don't need the pressures of this world to drag me down so much that I want to scream, I want to shout, I want to cry, you know, I want to yell, you know, I want to do all this, but God's able and God's willing. And I learned that when I was listening to that broadcast, the 2 years ago today broadcast. I learned that I was strong back then. You know, I didn't let everything get to me. I knew what my mom was facing. I knew my mom was dying, but I didn't want to admit to it. I didn't want to admit to it myself. And I know Chris is an addict, but I also know he can change. And I know I enable Chris, but I know what I'm changing. You know, I'm not that enabler no more. I'm taking charge of my life. I'm getting my life back in order. I'm getting him into rehab. And that's another thing, too. They want a fax number, and they want me to fax them a thing that Chris has rehab. Well, guess what? I hadn't got him faxed, and Chris is still in jail. When's he going to get out? You know, it's time we fight for justice. It's time we fight for freedom. It's time that we don't let the devil take hold of our lives. It's time that we make decisions, be in control of our lives. You know, today Chris called me from jail, and he's like, well, when you get me out, we know it's false charges now. When you get me out, I was like, I don't know. I can't promise you nothing. I just know you're getting out. But as soon as you get out, you're going to rehab. There ain't going to be no coming home. There ain't going to be no doing this. It's a new me. And that new me means that I'm going to be strong like I used to be. I'm going to be like that, in control of my life. I'm not going to let somebody else be in control of my life no more. But I'm going to be in control of my life. And I'm going to love him to the depths of my heart. And I've never loved no one like I did Christopher David Johnson. I love you, honey. I love you. 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 But the drugs has to go. God showed me that you was going to be a preacher. God told me that me and you would stand up and that we'd preach together. In order for you to do that, the drugs has to go. And I'm going to be strong. I'm not going to be that same person I used to be. I'm not going to enable you no more. I'm going to go to God. I'm going to go to my Savior. You know, Jesus Christ is my Savior. And I'm going to go to that Savior. I'm going to pray to that Savior. And whenever I get stressed out, I'm going to listen to that Savior when he talks to me. The Bible says his children knows his voice. And I want to hear God's voice again. I want to hear. I want to be in that place that I used to be. But with you, Chris. I want to be with you always. Pray for me that I will be strong, that I won't back down, that I will fight to the ends of the earth, but be strong. I know tonight that God is willing and he's able to do anything. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. 1 Thessalonians 5:20 says, pray without ceasing. In Matthew 24, we read about the last times. We can read about how his children knows his voice. We can read about where the chosen. We can read about all those things, the signs of the times. We can read all those things. In the book of Revelations, it says the first, he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last, he that is and he that was forevermore, in Revelation 1. And the same God that was with me way back then 2 years ago was the same God that's with me today. The same God that helped me face losing my mother is the same God that's here today as I face this battle of getting Chris some help. He's the same God. I kept looking for a Savior, somebody to save me, but what I realized today, I don't need a Savior. I have one, and that's God. You know, I told my therapist today, I knew I would need therapy after I already had therapy Tuesday, on Monday or Tuesday one, and I was like, when can I get an extra appointment with you? I need something probably Thursday, and she set me up for another appointment today, and I was like, I knew I would have needed you, because she's there to listen, and that's what we need. We need people there to listen. Not people that will tell us we're crazy. Not people that will tell us we lost our minds. Not people that will try to say, why are you trying to stay so positive? I'm trying to stay positive because if I don't stay positive, I'm going to lose my ever-loving mind. I got to stay positive. Like I told her today, every day I battle between life and death. I battle life every day. Every day. I hear that voice in my head, maybe you should just end it. Maybe life's over for you. Maybe you should just end it. Take these pills, do this, do that. I battle with that every single day of my life. But why am I still here today? It's because I focus on that one thing I need to do, that one thing I need to look forward to, that one person that may need me. Or my dogs, I focus on my dogs because if Chris goes to jail, who's going to take care of my dogs? You know, maybe that's a little thing, but I got to stay focused on the good things. I got to stay focused on those things that will keep my head straight and my mind right. And maybe that's what you need to do today. And I don't know why I'm going all this route, but maybe somebody here today needs to focus on the good. Focus on what can keep your life straight. Focus on the good things, not the negative, but focus on the good things today. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. And when your spirit speaks to me, my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer to you will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. And when your spirit speaks to me, my whole heart in harmony, and my answer to you will be yes, Lord, yes. It's me again, Lord. I got a problem that I can't solve. It's me again, Lord. I got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. It's me again, Lord. I got a problem I can't solve. Well, I don't mean to bother you, but here I am again facing something new. And I need help that can only come from you. Yes, it's me again, Lord. It's me again, Lord. I got a problem I can't solve. Well, I don't mean to worry you, but here I am again facing something new. And I need help that can only come from you. Yes, it's me again, Lord. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. Yes, I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. This is the final song tonight. If you need prayer for anything, just begin to pray tonight. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. For in my heart I'm rejoicing, oh how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a fine family. You gave me your love, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. As I will look back, 2 years ago today, I was going through a lot. I was facing losing my mama. And that was very, very hard. But I believe this year has been harder on me than a year I've ever lived. I just turned 40. And it seems like it's one thing after the other. I've got as low as any possible person could go. But like that song, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. Please forgive me. Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm at your mercy. I'm at your mercy, oh God. God, I'm at your mercy tonight. God, I pray that you strengthen my life. I pray that you open up doors in my life. God, open up this ministry. Flourish it. God, let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in Chris's life, God. And use this trial as a blessing. And God, just begin to move in his life today. God, open up doors for him that no one can shut. God, I know that he's able and I know that you're willing to let him be addiction free, God. And I pray that it's done today in Jesus' name. God, strengthen our bond. Strengthen our marriage. God, I want Chris for the rest of my life. I want to preach with Chris. I want to open up doors with Chris. I want to be with him for the rest of my life. I love him. And God, you know, sometimes I question, God, why'd you make me gay? But God, you made me gay so I can help out others. It's not a choice. Because there's people out there today that struggle and they don't know if they can do it. But guess what? We're unstoppable. This is an unstoppable city at Blog Talk Radio. Gay, you're unstoppable. Straight, you're unstoppable. People comes up against you, you're unstoppable. We're truly unstoppable today. It's time we the people stand up for what is right. It's time we square our shoulders back and raise our swords to fight. For the Bible was our weapon. Oh God, open up doors, Lord. Open up doors, God. There's victory for the Christian who walks an narrow way, where there has been a prize appointed for us, so it does not stray. God, I don't want to stray. God, I want you in my life. God, I want you in Chris's life. God, I want you in our life. God, help me be strong. Help me be that person I used to be 2 years ago that stood the test of time, God. Stood the test of time. There is victory for the Christian who walks narrow way. For there has been a prize appointed for us, so it does not stray. For I want to live for Jesus and be all that I can be. For I want to rest with him forever and live eternally. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. There is victory for the Christian who walks narrow way. There has been a price upon it for a soul that does not stray. For I want to live for Jesus, be all that I can be. For I want to rest with him forever and live eternally. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God again. By the way, this is the second verse, not the first verse. For there is victory for the Christian who walks the narrow way. For there has been a prize upon it for a soul that does not stray. For I want to live for Jesus, be all that I can be. For I want to rest with him forever and live eternally. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. And here's the first verse. For the Bible is our weapon, and the Spirit is our shield. For the church needs more rich members to be workers in the field. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. To the Lamb of God, to the Lamb of God. Praises to the Lamb of God. Praises to the Lamb of God tonight. May God richly bless each one of your lives. I'll be back later on tonight on Rainbow Room Church on Blog Talk Radio. If you ain't a friend of mine on Facebook, get a hold of me. BJ, the letter N, Chris, and there's a space, Johnson. BJ, letter N, Chris Johnson. Get a hold of me on Facebook. The first BJ, the letter N, and Chris is together. But then there's space, and it says Johnson. Because I'm a Johnson now, baby. I love you, honey. God bless you, Chris. I love you too, God. Amen.